Well, a man who was at the Sydney Cricket Ground yesterday in the capacity of the bowling coach was Jeff Lawson. He joins us now. G'day, Henry.
Morning, guys.
Mate, dramatic scenes. Obviously, we're all still very much in shock and sending a lot of prayers to Phil Hughes. How was it for you at the ground?
It was shocking. It was as dramatic is the right word. I've never seen anything quite like that at a cricket ground before, with ambulances on the ground and a helicopter in there, and a lot of concern being shown from, you know, seconds after the incident happened. There was obviously a serious problem, and it was a very sombre place yesterday afternoon, the SCG.
Distressing and disturbing, Henry. I mean, I was thinking again, looking at the images again, you know, I've seen it at racetracks, I've seen it at league grounds, but I've never seen it at a cricket ground. And the fact that, you know, the curtain was out on the boundary line and Dr. John Orchard had to administer CPR, it was all unreal. It must have felt a bit unreal at the time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've played and watched 1,000 games, well, probably more than 1,000 games of cricket. So a lot of people were hit and lots of damage done. And this incident when it happened didn't seem to be anything out of the ordinary, really. Something you see quite often in a season, even in a match.
Yeah.
But straight away after it happened, obviously the consequences were quite serious. And then, so to have the curtain or the canvas, whatever, held up, I mean, there was in front of the members, so there were obviously quite a decent crowd there yesterday. And the fact that the curtain was held up and they weren't going to rush off the field. Yeah, you know, whatever was happening right there on the ground. I mean, it is confronting and shocking, and I've never seen that at a cricket ground.
Anyway. Yeah, and mate, you were a fast bowler, one of our great fast bowlers, and intimidation comes through the use of the short ball. That's all that Sean Abbott was doing. In fact, it was there for the pull shot. He was just slightly ahead of the ball. Sean Abbott, mate, how's he going? I don't know if you've had a chat to him, but, I mean, we're feeling for him in this also.
Yeah, well, I obviously haven't seen this morning, but he was quite taken back by it yesterday. He'd been playing Australia A with Phil over the winter, and, you know, everyone's a good friend with Phil. He's a New South Welshman, of course, good guy, a bit on the quiet side, very well liked. So you're playing sport against these people. You want to get them out and you want to be competitive, but ultimately they're your mates as well. And even if you're the bowler, you don't expect that to be a consequence of bowling a bouncer. Yep, you want to get him out, you want to intimidate him, all those sorts of things. But no way are you expecting that consequence to be having.
Henry, I guess I'll preface this by saying a lot of people don't know or maybe enjoy cricket, they would be saying and having water cooler conversations today, ban the bouncer. They've got to definitely reshape the helmets. Firstly, can we deal with the? Yeah, obviously you wouldn't agree with the banning of the bouncer, would you?
No, I mean it's part of the game. I mean, I've played a couple hundred first class games. I've watched that much cricket. I've seen people hit a lot, and this
you've
is
been
the worst
hit
I've
actually,
seen.
Haven't you?
Yeah, my jaw broken.
Yeah,
it hit me away. It's not going to cause. You know, you get hit on the head. I mean, they used the term freak, and it was. I mean, for those consequences to follow just that incident, which appeared, you know, almost mundane by first-class cricket standards, I've just never seen it before. And I guess the emphasis is that this is an incredibly rare occurrence. I mean, for people to be seriously hurt playing cricket at any level is incredibly rare.
It is, and it's part of a fast bowler's armoury. It's part of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, I think at the moment they've got it pretty right, two bounces and over. And if it's over the head, it's a wide or a no ball anyway. The helmet could be looked at, though, Hen. I mean, it's a hard area to protect because if they bring the fibreglass down any further, it restricts head movement. But maybe something like the ice hockey goalkeepers. Years ago, they didn't have any neck protection. And there was a flap. Yeah, and they've got a sort of a flap
guard
there. Maybe they could put something that's a loose form and a bendable sort of something.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think the manufacturers are always looking to improve their products, no matter what they are. And you know, in body protection and head protection, certainly too. I mean, you're talking to someone who played an era where there wasn't any helmets. It's not as if this is an area of the game that forever people have worn helmets and still getting injured. For the vast majority of the history of the game of cricket, nobody wore a helmet. And so the consequences there tend to be a bit worse when you got hit, every time you got hit.
Exactly.
Things have improved a millionfold with the current technology, but there's no reason why you shouldn't stop looking for improvements.
And I guess the flip side of this is he looked to be a Monty to us, Henry. If that's Phil, to be included in that first test team up there at the Gabba to take on India with the injury to Michael Clarke.
A big chance, I would have thought. He was 69 out yesterday. He goes and gets 100 and bats convincingly against a very good attack.
Very good.
The selectors would have been seriously in the frame for the first test match.
Yeah.
And the right decision made to abandon the game too, Henry.
Unanimous, immediate. I couldn't imagine. I mean, I felt sick enough as it was, but I couldn't imagine the players wanting to get out there and continue, you know. So that virtually was a few seconds of discussion.
Yep.
Everyone's sick and they could not possibly play.
Mm. No, it's awful, mate. I just want to ask about the test match set up and whether you think Josh Hazlewood will play.
Oh, look, I think he's every chance. I mean, Ryan Harris has been picked in the 12, and by his own admission, he's a bit rusty. And I'm doing last week in the Shield game. Yeah, he's a bit rusty. And in another couple of games, he could be back to really good form and be right for the third and fourth test. But you know, I think Josh is a very big chance. He's very much the in-form fast bowler in Australian cricket at the moment. So I think he's a big chance of playing in Brisbane.
Henry, we'll leave it there, mate. It's all very heavy at the moment, and I know being out there must have been awful watching it all go down. So we'll speak soon, mate. Take care.
Okay, guys. Thank you.